This is Akashvani, the news read by Nina Arakel. India and Mauritius elevated their ties to an enhanced strategic partnership and inked 8 pacts to boost cooperation in several sectors, including maritime security and promote trade in local currencies. The decision was taken during delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Mauritius Prime Minister Dr. Navi Chandra Ramgoolam at Port Louis. Following the talks, Mr. Modi announced India's new vision for the Global South, naming it Mahasagar, or Mutual and Holistic Advancement for Security and Growth Across Regions. In the meeting, Mr. Modi reiterated India's continued support and assistance to Mauritius in strengthening its defense and security needs, given the shared objectives of the two nations in the region.
भारत और मॉरिशस का संबंध केवल हिंद महासागर से ही नहीं बल्कि हमारी साझी सांस्कृतिक परंपराओं और मूल्यों से भी जुड़ा है। हम आर्थिक और सामाजिक प्रगति की राह पर एक दूसरे के साथी हैं। प्राकृतिक आपदा हो या कोविड विपदा, हमने हमेशा एक दूसरे का साथ दिया है। रक्षा हो या शिक्षा, स्वास्थ्य हो या स्पेस, हम हर क्षेत्र में कंधे से कंधा मिलाकर चल रहे हैं।
On the second and final day of his two-day trip to Mauritius, the Prime Minister attended the National Day celebrations of Mauritius as the chief guest at Champ de Mars. During the ceremony, the President of Mauritius, Dharambir Gokul, conferred the Grand Commander of the Order of the Star and Key of the Indian Ocean on Mr. Modi for his stellar contribution to the India-Mauritius partnership. Prime Minister Modi is the first Indian to receive Mauritius' highest civilian award. Meanwhile, Prime Minister has arrived in New Delhi after concluding his historic and fruitful visit to Mauritius. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw will reach out to the global community in New Delhi today, ahead of the World Audio Visual and Entertainment Summit Waves 2025. Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting Dr. L. Murugan and Chief Minister of the host state Maharashtra Devendra Fadnavis will also be present at the event. Through the event, the government aims to highlight the transformative potential of Waves as a unified global platform for the rapidly growing media and entertainment sector. More than 100 ambassadors and high commissioners will outline opportunities for a synergistic approach in the media and entertainment sector during the event. The first edition of the Wave Summit is scheduled to be held from the 1st to the 4th of May in Mumbai. The Parliament has passed the Oil Fields Regulation and Development Amendment Bill 2024, with the Lok Sabha approving it. The bill seeks to amend the Oil Fields Regulation and Development Act 1948. In Pakistan, the standoff between fighters of Baloch Liberation Army, BLA, and Pakistani military after the massive attack of Jafar Express passenger train in Bolan district has reportedly finally ended after more than 24 hours. Security sources confirmed that the military operation to neutralize the attackers and rescue the hostages has concluded and a clearance operation has been successfully conducted, in which at least 346 hostages have been rescued and around 50 attackers neutralized. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov has said that Moscow will wait for further details from Washington regarding a recent ceasefire proposal discussed during talks between United States and Ukraine. The Kremlin spokesman said both U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio and National Security Advisor Mike Waltz said that they would pass on detailed information about the conversations that took place in Jeddah through various diplomatic channels. In the Women's Premier League cricket, Mumbai Indians will take on Gujarat Giants in the eliminator match at Braban Stadium in Mumbai this evening. The match is set to begin at 7:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And that is the end of the news bulletin.